Hey, I'm Madonna. This is David. We're here for your tip of the day.
Hello, everyone.
And just with having just done that little education about yoga, which went off on a tangent, sorry about that. I'll try to remove that. David was saying that one of the best things about holistic counseling is being able to target someone's deficiencies, say, the outcome would be the depression or the anxiety or the stress.
Well, the presenting
The
problem.
presenting problem with lifestyle choices, which very specifically increase the neurotransmitters.
Right. Okay.
So this is where holistic counseling is really at the forefront of a lot of stuff. So what sort of things help to increase, say, dopamine?
Things like, oh, dopamine. What's interesting about neuroreceptors is that there's a bit of a way people look at them. So with dopamine's a reward system, right? But it's a motivational system to.
Ah, so alcohol, smoking, cigarettes, and sugar.
Okay, so they'll produce dopamine spikes,
Yes.
right? Which isn't the same thing.
I was
Yeah, no,
joking.
but that's the main, if you talk about
Yeah,
dopamine, that's
totally.
what people are talking about.
Yeah.
Except, okay. Except,
Yeah.
well, so it's a motiva it's actually motivational. And
Yeah.
so a lack of dopamine, multiple sclerosis, what are those ones?
Yeah, right.
Fibromyalgia, are
Yep.
they a shortage of dopamine?
Well,
Or
there's
is it
a
too
well, the
much?
receptors are broken.
The receptors are broken.
Yeah.
So sometimes receptors get broken.
Yeah, so
People.
they can be destroyed by big pharmaceuticals, they can be destroyed by toxins,
Mm.
so basically something's blocking the receptors.
And so things like ADHD, you've got that problem with the
Yeah.
dopamine receptors,
Yeah.
that it's kind of muddy.
Yes.
They describe it as being like muddy.
Yeah.
So even though they might do the right things, they can't get it.
Right.
So
So what about,
therefore,
say,
let me just go through this. So what they do is they
who
try to
knows?
peak their dopamine.
Yeah.
Right.
So what about oxytocin?
Oh, sorry. I just say no. Stick to dopamine. Things that increase dopamine. What we're trying to do is increase the baseline,
Yes.
not the spike.
Yes.
Right. So things that increase dopamine are like high showers, cold showers.
Yes.
That makes your dopamine go up for like hours. Your baseline, right? It's
Ah.
about getting the baseline up, not the peaks. And same
That's
with
why the
autumn.
well, that's why the matured hops bitter extract is helping.
It's amazing. So.
Because it's toning the vagus nerve, calming the sympathetic, boosting the parasympathetic
Right.
nervous system, and boosting the
Yeah,
neurotransmitter.
yeah.
Oh, gravity
Ah,
dope.
yeah. So
That's
what?
so
Because with all
cool.
the neuroreceptors, we're trying to get the baseline up. We're not trying to spike them.
Right.
And so when you're when and so an example is teenagers have lower than normal baseline
Yes.
dopamine.
Yes.
It goes down, and they get a double hit for novelty.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And so dopamine is the motivating. So a monkey sees a ripe fruit up there. That's the dopamine part there. Reminds them of the reward.
Yep.
Which gives them the motivation to make a reaction that makes noradrenaline, which gives them the energy to climb up there. Whoop, climb up there and get it.
Yeah, right.
Right? But by increasing the baseline by doing activities that are fun and this and that and things you like, then you don't need as much spiking. Right?
Yes.
And so we're doing the spike because we're not getting enough baseline, and all of the hormones have that sort of thing. And so you can look online, there's little lists of, if you look up the main neurotransmitters, it'll give you a list of positive activities that help bring the baseline up. So dopamine, things like natural things going out in nature, they increase baseline dopamine. Whereas all the drugs like nicotine, just say they measure them, chocolate's 50, nicotine's 100, sex is 150. Marijuana's 300, like amphetamines and cocaine are like 800 to 1500. Dopamine spike, but that depletes the baseline. Isn't that interesting?
That's very
So
cool.
with all of the hormones, we want to get our, so with serotonin, we get that through being socially, getting social cred one
So
way.
here's a little one here. So this one here sort of shows so dopamine hacks. Say, listen to music, try something new, make a small list of tasks and complete them.
Right, and that'll
A
increase.
small list. Don't do a big list, do a small list. Serotonin, meditation, do your exercise, healthy diet, get some sunshine, and of course, hugs. We need hugs for serotonin and
No, that and
oxytocin. Yeah. Yeah,
oxytocin.
yeah. Oxytocin, show affection, spend time with friends or your partner, do something nice for someone, get or give a massage. Massage also increases dopamine
Or
and serotonin.
cuddle your pet. You get up
Cuddle
there.
your pet.
Yeah, pets give you oxytocin.
Endorphins. Do yoga and meditation. Create music or art. Create music or art. Exercise regularly and laughter. Dopamine's known as the reward chemical. Serotonin is the mood stabilizer, oxytocin is the love hormone, and endorphins are the pain relievers.
And that's just four of them. There's like, how many are there?
Yeah,
20
lots.
hormones?
Yeah.
There's about 20 of them.
Yeah, so
And
that's really nice.
is that nice?
Beautiful. Excellent. Good one. So there's your tip of the day, getting those natural neurotransmitters boosting.
Get the baseline up.
Get the baseline up.
Good
Woo!
day.
Nice one. Good. See you guys.